York Region is investigating a confirmed case of measles that made its way to Southlake Health's emergency department February 24. Public Health said the case associated with international travel was present at Southlake Health's emergency department from 10:45 a.m. to 9 p.m. February 24, as well as at its pediatric unit February 25 from 8:25 a.m. to 4 p.m. The case also was on board a flight from South Korea that stopped at Pearson International Airport in Toronto. Public Health is following up with those who were at the Southlake locations at those times and is asking anyone with a weakened immune system, with an infant, or who is pregnant who was present at an exposed location to contact Public Health immediately. Measles is a highly contagious viral infection that spreads very easily through airborne transmission, York Region Public Health said in a news release. Cases of measles have become more frequent in Ontario in recent weeks. Public Health Ontario has 119 confirmed and 23 probable cases in the province in 2025, all associated with a multi-jurisdictional measles outbreak. York Region has also had cases it has tracked in recent months. For this latest measles case, exposure also may have occurred if you were on Korean Air Flight KO73 departing Seoul, South Korea February 22 at 10:28 a.m. KST. Landing at Pearson at 9:35 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Exposure also could have occurred if you were at Pearson's Terminal 3 from 9:35 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time February 22. Anyone who believes they may have been exposed is advised by Public Health to confirm they and their families have 2 doses of measles vaccine. If you develop symptoms, you are advised to stay home and not attend work or school. For measles cases and exposure, you can also call York Region Public Health at 1-877-464-9675 ext. 77,280, 7 days a week from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. outside those times. You can also contact 905-953-6478. Measles symptoms tend to start 7 to 21 days after exposure and can include high fever, cough, runny nose, red, watery eyes and a red rash that typically begins on the head and neck and then spreads downward to the chest and limbs. The rash appears 3 to 7 days after other symptoms begin. York Region Public Health said even those up to date with the measles vaccine should watch for symptoms of measles for 21 days after exposure, which would be until March 18 if exposed at Southlake Health. You can find more information at york.ca/measles.